Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 394. How are we all doing? Busy, busy day. Good grief, I need 48 hours. Obviously, I was in first, but I'm stepping aside because that would have been cheating. It wasn't even 6 o'clock. So, number one, young Jonathan. Oh, what's Jonathan got here? A request. You have downloaded a free brush from Creative Market and you want to turn it into text. Right, okay. Is that one of the freebies of the week? I think it is, isn't it? And you would like to turn it into text. Oh, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? That's like unbaking the cake. But I shall put it in and we shall have a look at it. Oh, dear. I've been working on some CSS all day. Don't ask. I think there's about 5,000 lines of it. And it's not copied young Jonathan's link. It's copied the CSS. There we go. There's the link. Let me have a look at it. I did think I saw that. Right. Okay. I'll have a look at it. I will have a look at it. But big, big, big news today, isn't there? So, hello, Jonathan. CQ, CQ, Deb. Hello, Tony. Oh, Tony. Last night. Oh, in the WhatsApp group. I need to get in and say thank you, don't I? But we were just laughing our little cotton socks off. How very special we are. Just didn't remember the anniversary. Sorry about that. Tony, you are a star. What a night. Oh, hello, Deb. Who else we got? Hello, Kim. Hello, Renee. Hello, Paul. How's the weather down there? It's been a bit weird here. It's still threatening snow, but actually it's sunshiny, but it's quite cold. You just can't make it up. It's like 15 seasons in one day. Oh, Tony, indeed. Definitely worth five laughing faces. Oh, they all want taking out and flogging, they do. And the laugh of it was, every single one who came in, we'd sent them an anniversary card. Oh, like I said, tells you more about them than it does us. Oh, never mind. So, first humongous news of the day. Siri let the cat out of the bag, didn't he? Or she, depending on where you are. There is an Apple event. Ooh, it's next week. Only 7 days to go, we have an Apple event. Spring-loaded with a rather dodgy graphic that we'll be looking at forever and ever. Ah, webinar boy's back. Hello.
Hi.
Mm.
What?
It's official.
What is?
Spring-loaded. Dot, dot, dot.
Spring-loaded.
Apple event.
Ah,
spring-loaded.
Right.
Talk to the microphone, not mid-air.
Next week.
Next week. It's the 20th. Completely virtual. And then, of course, all the speculation starts. They're likely to announce new iPad Pro models, AirTags. again. And more.
It's 6 o'clock.
It will be streamed live at 6 o'clock. Guess who's got a webinar?
Me.
Always one. Yeah, but you did keep some days free and then they didn't pick those days. Yeah. So it's their own fault, isn't it? Mm. Anyway, we will be there. We will be having Marooned at 4 o'clock, MacBytes Live at 5 o'clock. We'll chat our way through the grand event at 6 o'clock and then we'll have the post-mortem. Jonathan, clear your diary. It's going to be a busy day next Tuesday. We've just had to rearrange absolutely everything. My desk is covered in post-it notes at the moment. You know what I'm like from my manual planning. So when I left them, which I didn't get to bed till 8 o'clock this morning, because I was struggling with the CSS, which is now sorted. Sleep would have been a good idea. I've left all the post-it notes on the desk and I thought, right, all I need to do is get them on the calendar. And then I came in, new Apple event. I thought, oh, darn it. That moved everything around. So they're still on the post-it notes on the desk, but eventually they'll get put somewhere. Oh, Jonathan had missed this news. It's next Tuesday. It's a week today, Jonathan, 20th.
Lola.
Jonathan thinks I'm playing with his mind. I can honestly say, Jonathan, I am not playing with your mind. I'm not. Let's get somewhere. Let's get there. We go. There's a link. Oh, more CSS. Yeah, just for a change. There you go. There's the link. There's the link, Jonathan. I am not kidding you. There is an Apple event next Tuesday and we will be there. We will have a ball. Now, none of this work need a meeting stuff, Jonathan. Out of the question. Tell them I have spoken. So we're having none of those shenanigans. We are having an Apple event and young Jonathan will be there for the entirety of it. AirTags. Oh, dear me. AirTags. It could happen. It could happen. Maybe in my lifetime. Who knows? I think it's more likely now than it was for the last 2 years they've been yakking about it. Because they have now got the API in place. So I'm thinking that could actually be a possible. What else does it say? Apple TV, credit cards, an arcade, blah, blah, blah. A new 12.9-inch iPad Pro. Well, that's a given, isn't it? Seen as though the last one was a year ago, and we felt icky a year ago, but we're over it now. And the other one was updated in the autumn, and basically the lower model is faster than the Pro model at the moment. So they'll probably equal that up before we go any further. Interesting that they're saying a new 12.9 and they're not saying an 11. Wonder if they'll be the 16-inch iPad that I've been talking about for years. We'll see. I still think it's a possibility. It's just a matter of time, I'm telling you. What else have we got? Oh, AirPods Pro 2, possibly. Anyway, sling it in the chat. Whatever you're thinking that you would like to see, sling it in the chat. We'll have a look. Hello, Simon. What else have we got? Oh, no. Jonathan has monthly ops meetings delayed because of the bank holiday. Oh, what's AirTags? Why do you need AirTags? Well, in a pandemic, why do you need AirTags? AirTags, Tony, are a kind of small device about the size of a 50 pence piece. Allegedly, because obviously it's been vaporware for the last 5 years. And you put them on things like your key ring or anything else you might lose, like the dog. And then you can use the Find My app, to find them. So a little bit like if you've got a watch and you've got your phone and you don't remember where your phone is, you can use this pinging thing on the watch. So let me do it for you so you can hear it. Right, let's do that. If I've lost my phone, this is what I do. Where's the phone thing gone? Where's it gone? Which one is it? That's the one. That is the noise that my phone makes when I ping it with my Apple Watch. So if you've dropped it behind the sofa, obviously you would hear that. And you hear that sound like a sonar sound, even if it's on silent, locked, you name it. You get that sound. So it's going to be that. But it's going to be because you attach an AirTag to something. Thrilling, isn't it? It's going to be expensive, I'm telling you. You'll be done by 6, but we'll struggle to join for everything. Jonathan, the best bit's 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. I think you might have to feign illness for once. Yeah, this is what's going to be needed. Hello, Anthony. He's in the mood for a new iPad. Aren't we all? My iPad is 3 years old now, so it's definitely creaking. But I'd want the smaller one, but I'd have to go for the bigger one for demos. Oh, decisions. Also, I've noticed that my watch, the battery's dropping like a stone on my watch. I didn't get the, what have we got here? We've got the 2, the 3 and the 4. I didn't get the 5 and I didn't get the 6. So I can tell from the battery I'm going to need a new watch as well. Then we said we would have a phone this year and we've already had an iMac. But if there's a new M1 iMac, then we might have that as well. It's going to be expensive. I need to grow livers in a little petri dish somewhere. That's what I need. Or kidneys. Or both. It does sound like tiles. Tiles have been around for a while. I wouldn't exactly say they've gone mainstream, to be honest. Maybe the take-up of them has been hindered by the fact that, you know, COVID, not going out. I know exactly where my keys are. In fact, I know exactly where my purse is as well. And I think I've got some old money in there, pre-decimal, because it's been that long. Mike said that. When he came home, it would have been possibly Thursday, the 5th of March last year. The last day he went into work, anyway. He came in, he takes the money out of his pocket and he puts it in like a little plastic pot. He's been there ever since. You know, groats, old pennies, you name it. And just not touched. Mm. So I can honestly say I haven't totally lost anything in the last year. So it does seem a little bit odd. Maybe they've kept them back because that's the criticism they would get. I don't know. But I can see the logic of putting one on the dog. But the problem with that is that people would see it and they would take it off. So it would need to be injected. She's already tagged, but you know what I mean. No. But bad things would happen. People would start trying to cut them out. No, that's not going to work. But that's the principle of it anyway. Doubtless there'll be more services. I think there's a chance they could. They've been tweaking their podcast offerings and renaming things. And they've changed subscribe to follow. But they've also put some other stuff in the code that makes it look like creators could charge for podcasts. Oh, is anybody willing to subscribe to MacBytes on that basis? Because although it's a bit weird if you think about it, if Apple charge a subscription for the podcasts, they're going to have to provide a kickback to the people creating the podcasts. Otherwise, they're making money out of your content and you're not. There's something to contemplate. So maybe it will be that as well. I don't know. But it's called Spring Loaded, which is actually quite worrying, isn't it? You look at the icon and it looks like lettering. I wonder if it's a new pencil. It could look like a new pencil. What do we think? Have you seen the logos? AirTags from other vendors are supported. Apple AirTags are not to be expected. It may happen, it may not. I think it's more likely than not this time, but we'll see. We'll see. What do we do for our anniversary? Busman's holiday, Kim. fix the CSS. Oh, there was 2,000 lines of it. And it was written by a Muppet with a knitting disorder. They'd actually called some of the styles tags blue, tags red. I'm like, no. And thrice no. Definitely, absolutely, categorically, never. It needs to be semantic. You need to describe what it does, not what it looks like. Because if you say tags blue, tags red, and then they need to be green, you're tagging them up. You can change them to be green, but the style's still called blue or red. Bad, bad programming. Anyway, nothing I could do about that. I had to work with it. Anyway, it's fixed now. So yeah, every day special with me and Mike. I am so, so blessed to be with my best friend and have been for 29 years and a day. And Tony had my back, didn't he? Had both our backs. Still giggling about that. Love it. Absolutely love it. Kim had AirTags from a different company. That just moved. Don't move. And found you didn't really need them. I think possibly for keys. I think it depends on how organised you are. I mean, if you walk into your house and there's like a little like saucer or a little plate that you put your keys on, little pot, you're not going to lose your keys, are you? There was only one time we lost all the house keys and it was Mike's fault. It was when we went to ladies' night, and I'm sure we told this story. We'd got like black bags. All our bags are always black, apart from the lime green one that's got the important cables in it, and I didn't want to lose that. Well, you won't lose it. You could see it from space. But everything else was black, and I got a pencil case to put the house keys in because we've got more house keys than they use at Strangeways here. Every door in the house to the internal rooms has a mortise lock on it. So if you can imagine, we have like 27 keys. So we got these keys and we put them in the pencil case that we use. And then Mike's at the hotel, needed to head back to pick the Christmas tree up. Long story, don't ask. And he couldn't find the keys. So he had the thing upside down. It took us about half an hour. No keys. So it would have been very useful at that point. We found them actually stuck to the bottom of one of the bags. And because the pencil case was black, we didn't see it because the light was quite dim with it being like a function room. Anyway, after that, solved the problem. And it didn't cost me an AirTag to do it. No, bought another pencil case. I think the pencil cases were 89 pence, and this one was bright red. And that's the one we use. So the keys are in there. The keys are never anywhere else. So will I be dashing out to buy AirTags? No. I don't think there's anything I've got that I would put them on. No, seriously, I honestly don't see the need. What I'd love is for Apple to have this event and persuade me that actually I'm totally wrong and that I need an AirTag. Because that takes some doing. But, you know, it's worthwhile, isn't it? Kim doesn't see herself paying for podcasts anytime soon. Oh, and Renee's wife's birthday is the 21st. Oh, I'm liking that thought, Renee. Genius. Anthony says, there's so many different podcasts. Clients, people just move to another client. Use Pocket Cast because it works with Sonos. I honestly don't know with that. Obviously, as a podcast producer, it'd be nice to get some revenue in, wouldn't it? Because, you know, there's software we use, there's hardware we use, and that's what we use it for. It's a bit like, though, if you think about what they've done with the App Store, they're just trying to do the same with podcasts. It's not the client. What we're talking about here is it would be a podcast. It wouldn't be Apple's choice. Apple would charge for a podcast subscription. So you would pay, I'm supposing, I mean, there's a few ways it could work, but let's assume it's this way. Let's assume that what you would do is pay a flat fee, just like you do for Apple TV. And then the creatives who opt in, you would only be able to hear either their entire show or special episodes of the show if you were opted into this payment program. The benefit to the creators is that they're then getting some revenue back from it. In terms of other podcast apps, the stuff that's being paid for on Apple wouldn't be available anywhere else. It would be unique content to Apple. So if you think a little bit like how they've done with apps, if you think about it. So there's an in-app purchase and you only get that if you buy it via the store. You can get a trial outside the store, but you can only get the in-app purchase inside the store. Another thing to think about is less music, but more Apple TV. If there are special events and they are available on Apple TV and you pay for it in your Apple TV subscription, there's nowhere else outside to go and get those. So what they might tempt creatives to do is to create extra special episodes. So episodes are only available on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But it seems that's the way they're going. Services is where it's at because they're not doing anything for it. They're raking 30% off the top of it. So I don't know how that will pan out, but it could be. Could be. So Kim doesn't use keys anymore. You punch a code to unlock the house and the car has a fob. You don't take them out of your pockets. You're not going to lose them then, are you? Anthony's found them useful at work for finding keys, but not needed to use them for the past year. That's the thing, right, Jonathan? This year seems an odd time to be releasing that. But I think they're at the point where they can't really hold on any longer. So I don't know. A lot of the podcasts you listen to do YouTube as well, and they get monetization from YouTube. Well, they do if they monetize it. Hello, Paul. The monetization on YouTube's a bit on the weird side. It really is. There's no way with a podcast you would generate, unless you've got views in the millions, you would generate enough to actually pay for the equipment to make it. The way it works, probably YouTube is where you'd get the least return. There's then Patreon. I think they take somewhere between 10 to 20%. YouTube take 30%. Oh, and then there's YouTube, the joining thing, the channel memberships as well. So there's a few options. I think the one that gives the most to the creatives is called Ko-fi. I think it's pronounced Ko-fi. I think it's K-O. And I'm not sure if it's a dash F-I. But it's a pun on coffee. You know, Ko-fi. Make an income doing what you love. The free friendly way to accept donations, subscriptions and sales from fans. They don't take anything off the donations. I'm not sure how they make any money. But I've seen some YouTube people doing that instead of YouTube. So it says 0% platform fees. So I don't think you pay to have it, but I think they do take a percentage, but it's the lowest percentage. So I've not investigated it completely, but you can do subscriptions through it. Here we go. How much does it cost?
Has she had all her goodies?
Possibly this one left.
Because she looks like she's hanging around for something.
Oh, are we a peckish dog? What have I got? Come on, paw. Good girl. Paw. No, the other one. Are we not doing the other one? There you go. It's a dentist. Right. It says, we don't take a cut from your donations. Premium features like subscriptions, the shop and commissions can either be paid for via a small subscription to Ko-fi Gold or a low 5% transaction fee. You decide. So I guess that's... Oh, it gives you a difference here between that and Patreon. Yeah, but you see, Patreon is a subscription, isn't it? Ko-fi can be a one-off. I actually got an email the other day from somebody who'd watched a video and said, I want to pay you. How can I pay you? So I think Ko-fi's for the situations like that. I think that's happened more than once.
Ko-fi sounds like COVID.
But it's a K, Mike. Leave it be. I don't know. I'll have to have a look at it. Especially if Apple brings something out. Because it's bound to be Apple-centric, isn't it? But then there's an Apple podcast. There you go. We'll have to find out. Ooh, what's that one? No, that's the door, isn't it? HomeKit lock systems. I actually was reading that Adobe had brought out some equipment and that was HomeKit compatible, which was really surprising.
Oh, do you want to hear about Adobe?
Go on, what have they done now?
No, the webinar company I've just been doing a webinar for have always used Kinect. Anyway, she hadn't sent me the link up till about 6 o'clock tonight. So I messaged her yesterday and said, can you send me the link? She said, yeah, we might have to use Zoom. She says, we've got problems with Kinect. So she sent me the link and I logged in and she said, how are you with Zoom? I said, well, I've used it pretty much weekly for the last year. So I said, I'm fine with it. She said, oh, great. She said, I've only used it a couple of times. So she said, but I'm through with Adobe.
Ooh, what have Adobe done?
Oh, nothing particular.
Oh, just everything
just
in general.
Just everything in general. So oh, we were so talking true. About we were talking about webinar versus meeting. I said webinar is more expensive. She said, "Yeah, but it's probably about a tenth of the cost of anything Adobe."
Oh, Paul says, "Was it Abode?" I thought it was Adobe. I'm now thinking maybe it was. Well, where would I have seen that? But the Adobe thing. I wonder if it's a pencil. I'll have to check, Paul. I'll have to check. Maybe I totally misread it. Anyway, what are we hoping for from this Apple event? Next week. Ooh, the next week tag. Young Jonathan, so excited. And what do we think it is? Because the poster's weird. The poster's very weird.
How about a 32-inch M1 iMac with changeable RAM?
Can't see it, not being funny. Because I'm thinking WWDC is going to be, following that event, 48 days later. So that seems, they've got to keep something for WWDC. I would have thought so.
You're stuck now, aren't you?
What? Lola?
No, you. You can't think of anything.
Well, I can, but it's all like, tripe.
What do you get the woman who's got everything?
No, it's not that. It's just the stuff that, you know, air tags, whatever. Not interested. You know it's not going
well,
to be a phone.
Well, since you're not losing the house, leaving the house, you've got no keys to lose.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with Paul. There'll definitely be the iPads. People are actually saying, and it feels a bit soon to me, new minis. Now, the mini was only updated, wasn't it? But having said that, you know when it's a first gen of something? A lot goes wrong fast. And then they bring out the next one pretty quick. But again, I would have thought they'd wait until WWDC. It's 48 days. They obviously want to make a distinction between what they're doing there at WWDC and what they're releasing before. So iPads are definite. whether it's worth buying or not, because the last one, the only difference was the LiDAR camera. And then they brought out the cheaper models, the Airs, and they had a faster processor, so that was ridiculous. So they'll equal it up, but if it looks the same, would you buy it? No. I mean, I'm at the stage where my AppleCare's run out. So if I had to have something repaired, it's really going to cost me more than buying a new iPad. And, of course, COVID, have it sorted. But apart from an iPad, these tags don't entice me in the slightest. The AI glasses don't entice me in the slightest. If they bring the car out, I'll fall off my chair laughing, because that's going to be another 10 years away, let's be honest. Oh, we'll find out, won't we? A MacBook Pro 16-inch M1. You want it? again, I've got this vision of developers. Now, this could be Apple. I've got this vision of developers preferring laptops because they go to like events, don't they? You know, when we could. And again, that would make sense to do at WWDC. So maybe they're trying to separate. Like, I'm trying to think, what wouldn't they do at WWDC? Because that's what they'll do. They won't make you wait for the iPads because I think they're ready to go. The tags aren't really something that need to be done at WWDC. I can't help thinking, well, maybe there will be the M1 iMacs, but they'll be the small ones and they'll keep the other iMacs. Don't know. MX1, not M1. There'll be something that we're going to want. It's going to be expensive, isn't it? It's going to be expensive. But you know something that happened that's pretty fabulous and totally free? Well, it is at the moment. It's totally free, as in I'm already paying for it, so I didn't have to pay any more for it. And if you're on the free account, then you wouldn't pay any more either. Fabulous. Craft update today, 1.5. New apps, new icons, web service, so you can access your stuff via a browser. Fabulous. Loving it. So much that they've put into this update. It's completely changed it. It's made it way easier. You know the one thing I need to test? Because I've already actually got the new thing installed. Right, what I need to test is, remember that thing that I fixed with Keyboard Maestro? Where's Craft? Craft. Right, let's just disable all of that and let's see if that's still broken. Let's find out. Right, test. And then move there and... Oh, that's still broken. But, you know, not for me, because I have actually fixed that with Keyboard Maestro. So there we go. Keyboard Maestro, still absolutely essential. But the rest of it's fantastic. They've completely revamped the entire interface, apart from the Biggles bit, which I don't like. But what used to happen, you would double click and it would open up the page, or you would click and it would open up the page. And then you ended up with like 27 pages open that you didn't particularly need. You also, when you open stuff in an extra window, couldn't see the left-hand sidebar, which they fixed as well. I'm just about to test one more thing. So let's try that. Oh, that's good. It now remembers the pages that you had open as well. So guess who is a happy bunny playing with Craft, which is good news, given what I do with it. Young Jonathan's headed off. Should we mention the hashtag next week? Oh, I think it's safe to say there'll be some Matt Buys next week because there's an Apple event.
Yes. We didn't say Matt Buys what, did we?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I was very careful with that. But there will be a Marooned on show day and a Live on show day. Yes. And then there'll be the Show on show day. And then there'll be the post-mortem on show day. Do you think that's enough Mac Buys? Anyway, you missed it, Mike. You missed it. Mike's dealing with the dog. He's been a naughty girl. You missed it. Jonathan, you know, because it was a bank holiday with Easter, they put off a meeting till next Tuesday and he's stuck till 6.
Oh.
Mm. So as Jonathan comes in at 6, you'll be heading out at 6 for your webinar.
Yes.
Talk about bad planning. What can you do? Anyway, who wants to put the wallpaper on their devices? Because you can get those as well. There are now device wallpapers for you to download. I will put the link in for you so you can go and bling up your phone for the event. They are quite nice, actually, but I don't do stuff like that. I do make a poster, obviously. Oh, look at that. Soundproof meeting pods. That's interesting. It looks like a toilet, though. No, I'd need something bigger than that. Right, and what else have we got here? There is an Easter egg in the logo. So in this thing, where's the link to it? Is it there? Open in a browser. Let's open that in a browser. Where is it? There's an Easter egg in there, but I'm not sure where it is, and I'm not sure what it is. I've got that, but that's not telling me, despite the fact that it says it's going to tell me. With an AR Easter egg. Okay. Apple has included another Easter egg for the Spring Loaded event. If you head to the events page on the phone or iPad and you tap on the event logo at the top, you will launch the AR experience. God almighty. Oh, Apple, what can I say? So I need to open that somewhere else. iPad. Give me an iPad. Oh, no. All my iPads are plugged in and Mike's got one. Right, I'll take this iPad. I'll tell you if this is worth... Oh, and doubtless you've got to open it in Safari. That'll be another rule. But we'll do it. We'll do it just because we can. Right, so where is it? Apple. It's apple.com/Apple Events. So let's have a look. apple.com/... Where's the slash key? There we go. Apple Events. This better be worth it after this. And it's offering me September 2012. Right, so I've got the picture. Then what do? Tap the event logo at the top. Not doing a thing. Oh, hang on, it's done it. Oh, it's done it. Add to calendar. Oh, it's basically, it activates your camera. That's naughty. Didn't ask for permission. And then you get this like bouncing spring. And he said, would you like to add it to the calendar? So if a website's trying to calendar invite. Oh, I don't want a calendar invite. Leave it be. So basically you tap it. And you get this spring, which is fabulous. Move iPad to start. I'm not at all sure what this is supposed to be doing. Do you think I'm too long in the tooth for these things? I can see the object. And it's like writing stuff. Well, it's like a multicoloured worm. And then it goes into a spring. Do you think they're going to announce Apple Springs? It just... Is this thrilling, Mike? Look at it. I'm thinking, you know...
It's like worms.
Yeah, what a waste of processor power.
Yeah.
Bless it's me. And there's the AR bit of it. So you can do that. Oh, I get it. You're inside the spring. Oh, we pay £1,000 for these devices to sit here in the side of a spring. Oh, leave me now. Oh, don't bother. Don't bother with that. It's not thrilling. Oh, Kim's wallpaper is of Kiva. Now, you see, Mike's got one of Meyer, where he was sticking his tongue out. Mine's just plain boring. It's a purple gradient. That's it. Done. I can't be doing with the background being too busy. So I tend to have it very, very plain. Although, all the chidges did the same thing with the wallpaper, didn't they? And I'm like, why would you do that? And then I get it. They put a wallpaper on that's like the grandchildren or something. And then they move everything off the home page. So there's just one folder. And then they can see the picky. I'm not that kind of person. No. My tech is my tech. I have favourite albums that I can go in and look at, but I don't put anything on there. The outside one, the one that's like the lock screen wallpaper, again, I make that fairly plain because I've got health information on it, you know, allergies, emergency numbers. So I leave that very, very plain. But it is a good idea, isn't it, Kim? Particularly if it's like the last one that you're looking at. And then there it is. What on earth is happening here? My clock's just changed it to a countdown timer, which we don't want, do we? Not Paul. Usually uses the Mac OS photo on the iPad and have wallpapers you found on the web. I'm not into changing it just for one event. But hey, Apple event. We it's about time, isn't it? They spoiled us September, October, November, and then made us wait. But in the meanwhile, I find all the rumours just too much. Absolutely too much. So it's good that there's an actual event and that things will actually be happening. And hopefully we'll have some kind of news. Fingers crossed. Which means Marooned will move. But I'll put all of that in an email. Oh, Anthony's iPad's Morecambe Bay. Lock screen is a neon cat design. iPhone's just the red gradient that came with the phone. Do you know, I don't think I've even looked at the wallpapers for years. I just put this purple one on. It's like a darkish purple on the left going over to like a lightish purple on the right. And it was like the least offensive colour. You know, the green didn't look right and the blue looked cold and you know what I mean? Red was too much. So I just made this purple one and then just left it at that. And I don't think I've changed it since. It always does feel, though, to me, you know, like a new iPad comes out and you tell yourself, no, I'm not going to have this one. If you change the wallpaper, it feels like a new iPad. If you move the icons around as well, that also helps. But that could just be me. So I don't tend to do that too much. And photos, we do have two like screens, and they're quite big. They're about 14 inches, I think. Digital photo framey things, which were actually bought to do a job when Mike was pee. Which was, we'd take them to the events and they'd have the upcoming events on them. And they'd also have the previous events. They'd have the photos from them. What are you doing?
Being good.
No, she's not. She's licking her leg because she's absolutely starving, Daddy.
You are not starving.
Haven't had a tripe stick. That's my problem. If I had a tripe stick, I'd be a good girl,
no,
Daddy.
You wouldn't.
Oh, Daddy doesn't trust her. She's been naughty. Hello, Sarah.
You're just in that mood.
Is she just in that mood? Well, she's been perfect until you came in.
Oh, I'll go away then.
No, no, that won't work for us. No, it won't. So that was the Apple event. I can't wait for all of the rumours about what we'll get. And what they'll do is they'll carpet bomb us with rumours. And then you'll never hear what didn't happen, but they'll point you back to what they wrote about what did. So this week's going to be busy, isn't it? Other than that, I can't think of what else that they'd be announcing. Maybe they've got something to surprise us with. All will be revealed next week. So who's joining us for every show? Oh, it'll be a fabulous day. We'll need provisions and everything, won't we, Mike?
We will.
To get through it all. I'm looking back, see the other ones. September the 15th, October the 13th and November the 10th. Three entire events. And that was on top of WWDC. But actually looking back, I'd totally forgotten here. There was an event in September 2019, which was the iPhone 11. And then there was no event until June last year. So they didn't, you know, they obviously didn't do the spring one because of COVID. So there was a huge gap there. There was a 9-month gap there. Hence having three towards the end of the year. Oh, fingers crossed it's something exciting, but who knows? Renee always licks his leg when he's hungry. Doesn't help. You see, listen to Renee. He said, it doesn't help. Leave it be. Oh, she has been good all day, though. She has. So I think that was all of today's excitement, wasn't it? There are some beta updates out for things, but I leave the betas alone. And who's buying anything this week before this new kit? Nobody. But they have dropped, which is interesting to look at, they've dropped the price of an Apple M1 MacBook Air. And the AirPods Pro has been reduced as well. So maybe there'll be an AirPods Pro 2. Would you be tempted by that, Mike?
No.
You do like your AirPods, though. He's
I
now
do,
pondering.
But... as long as the ones I've got are free of earwax, then...
Oh, no, let's not go there. No, Mike, people are eating. Leave it be. No, I wondered if you'd be tempted, because Jonathan got AirPods Pro 1, didn't he? And said they were fantastic. I don't know. I love my AirPods when I got them, and I would still use them. So, no problem with that. But those headphones that I got, the Bluetooth, noise cancelling, you name it, things for its supper pair, love them. They are so comfortable. I can edit with them because they're not too bassy. I can use them Bluetooth. I can use them cabled. I do love those. There are times, of course, when you are going to need your AirPods. Like at Mass, which I can hide mine under my hair, can't I?
Yeah.
You know, when the other priest gets up and then starts ranting about something. Oh, there was once. Do you remember when he got up with that and he started? Everyone says, oh, he's a lovely man. He's a lovely man. Well, he got up and I thought, well, it could be worse. It could be a letter from the bishop. And proceeded to give us a 20-minute lecture. How best to word this, Mike? On priest celibacy. And how difficult it was. And I'm like, no, no. But he did. And I'm thinking, there are kids in this audience, in the congregation. I mean, the younger children go to what we call little church. But I thought, there are young people in this congregation, probably aged about, you know, 9, 10, 11 and upwards. Just wholly inappropriate. And he went on and on and on. Oh, and the other thing that he threw in, you know, just for good measure, it's shame Simon isn't here. Is Simon in yet? I don't think he is he? He then threw in how guilty he felt, and he shouldn't have to feel like this, when he was out shopping in his dog collar because of all these paedophilic priests. I'm like, no, no, not in the pulpit. No, it was bad news. Simon's listening in. Hello, Simon. I thought you'd like that one. Because he goes out in his dog collar, well, the priest, but he decided he got such abuse in the street that he'd have to go out without his dog collar. And I thought, well, I hope you put something else on instead. How many priests were in the congregation at the time? No one could look at anyone. Oh, it was bad. Well, there was our normal priest. He was there. And then the two deacons, they were definitely there. There's possibly another deacon, but, you know, there's no point telling us that. You should tell other priests that. But he just took one on himself. It's not the first time he's done that. So that, hence the AirPods. They are handily placed in my bag because I can't listen to it. I can't. It's ranty, and I don't, no, not happening. Night, Renee. No, they're not happening. So I take my AirPods, put them in, and they're under my hair. So I'm covered, just in case. The deacon does fantastic when he gets up there. Oh, he's amazing. He always relates it. You know, whatever the story is about, he always ends up relating it to the Shawshank Redemption, the essence of which, the bit that he's talking about, is that, you know, hope triumphs over everything, as long as you've got hope. So he's fantastic. You could listen to him all day. But no, the other one, definitely not. Not good from a priest to complain about being a priest. That's how I look at it, Kim. It focused on all the things he'd had to give up, like having a family and so forth. And I just thought, but it was your choice. And it wasn't as though he, like, dashed into it at 18 and straight to seminary from school. He actually had another job and he didn't really, I think he was about 28, 29. He'd actually been engaged. So he'd had a life, you know, he'd already seen that side of it. You knew exactly what you would be giving up, and then went to be a missionary priest and then came back and starts telling us that it's very hard being a priest. And I thought, this isn't good for recruitment, is it? It's not good to, you know, when the bishop's trying to recruit priests, this is not good. No, I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. They should sort themselves out and not need to do stuff like that. But there you go. Hello, Tracy. How are you? Have you been anywhere nice? How's the weather? We've had bizarre weather, but I would say it's calmed down a bit, hasn't it, Mike? It stopped snowing and then sunshining and then snowing and then sunshining again. So we're getting somewhere. Oh, I've just realised. Let me check the calendar. I think, where's the calendar? Calendar next week. And where's Marooned? Where's Marooned? Oh, it's 401. So next Tuesday, when we'll be having Marooned at 4 o'clock, I have moved Marooned right now on the calendar. It's now at 4 o'clock. we'll be celebrating on Monday, that is our 400th show. And then on Tuesday, we've got the Apple event. Oh, that's good planning on their behalf, isn't it? Good planning. Do you know, I cleared my email inbox just before we started, and now I've got another 28 emails. Can people just stop emailing me at the moment? Leave me be. Leave me be. Fine, but a bit worried. Oh, worried about what? Is this something shareable that you're worried about? Oh, Simon says, is anybody about to learn a new musical instrument? You've just got one and organising first online lesson. Should have 5 minutes to terrorise everyone with my pre-tutored playing. What instrument is it? I thought you could already play quite a few. I played the recorder. I can hammer some things out on a piano. But that's about it. Oh, and the Swanee whistle, of course. But I can only do that to sound like a clanger. Which I thought was musically more than acceptable. Mother, less so. Oh, one of Tracy's engineers has been in contact with a positive COVID case. Oh, Tracy. Are you now isolating or... He's self-isolating. Oh, no. Did I see Paul's Slack DM? Not yet, but I will, Paul. A duduk, a cross between a recorder and a bassoon. You currently sound like a really angry duck. That's got possibilities. That's got possibilities, Simon. Oh, Sarah bought a guitar in lockdown. I haven't managed to do anything with it yet.
Sounds like me.
It sounds just like you.
Yes.
I thought it could drown out my singing. Hurts your fingers, though.
Elaine bought me a guitar 2 years ago for Christmas.
I did.
And I've twanged it once.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
You need to get that sorted before the end of lockdown. Having said that, you know, third wave on the way, June, apparently. I'm thinking May,
well,
but there you go.
I could play the guitar whilst eating the Toblerone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work. Oh. Fingers crossed for you, Tracy. Fingers crossed for you. Luckily, Dr. B's in Barcelona. Well, that's one less thing to worry about, isn't it, Tracy? There you go. Simon can clearly do the guitar. So he says it should do a Zoom and Simon will get you going. That'd be a grand idea, wouldn't it? We should definitely do that.
Yeah, because Simon teaches guitar, doesn't he?
Certainly Simon can play a guitar.
Yeah.
It was tuned. The guitar was tuned at one point.
Yeah, Pete tuned it.
Pete's a friend of ours who plays the guitar. And he came down. I'd bought it. I had no clue what I was buying. Came down and said, oh, it's not bad. And he'd bought Mike like a clip, like a bulldog clip, goes on the front to tune it. So he came down and he tuned it. And we were sat in the extension and he played like three Beatles songs for me. He was amazing, which I actually managed to catch on video.
Yeah, serenaded you when I wasn't here.
Yep, he did. He did. Oh, wow.
It's all right. He's old enough to be your father.
He is, actually. You're not worried, are you? You're not worried. Oh, Tony played the solo at the Royal Albert Hall, the last post. That takes courage. Doing anything alone takes courage. Sarah wants to introduce chanting at the end of the yoga class, but you don't know which is worse, the singing or the guitar playing. Might put people off. We will organise a guitar in. What do you think? A guitar in. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh, Simon's friend has a few gongs. You're sceptical about the healing aspect, but they sound incredible.
I used to play the piano. I got to grade 2.
I know, I could just play Fernando and that was it.
And I used to play the clarinet.
Oh, I tell you what I can play. I'd forgotten that. The one thing I had lessons in.
The recorder.
The accordion.
Oh.
No, I could play Merrily We Roll Along on the accordion. I've still got that accordion somewhere, but it's a child's accordion, so it'd be like a little miniature thing, because I was about 8. Oh, Sarah says they're amazing. You have a goddess bowl that you place on the body. It's lovely to feel the vibrations. And sound baths. Oh, wow. Oh, and Tracy's got a guitar as well. Actually,
there you go, we could have a twanging.
I didn't realise that if the bowl thing... Because you remember that retreat we went on? The one that was really restful when the music went missing?
Not.
Don't. No, yeah, no, never again. Well, didn't the leader, the lady who came over from America, she had a bowl of some description. And I can't remember if it was a finger she ran round the top or if it was another implement that she ran round the top. Mm. But when she put it next to the microphone, it was like tuneful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she did do that.
Unlike me, that's tuneless.
Yeah, I'm pretty tuneless as well. But it was a nice sound. But I guess sounds, whether you think of it as actually healing or just feeling nice or something, you know, sounds make a big difference. I've got this, it was one of these services that you pay monthly for. Yes, it's a subscription. But what's it called? Let's go to the website and have a look at it.
Lola, Sleepy Bears.
No, it wasn't called that, was it? Hang on. I'll have to find the app on the phone.
Sleepy Bears.
Oh, I know what it's called. Yeah, I was half there. Focus. It's a service called Focus at Will. And it's a subscription thing. But it sounds. I won't say music. It sounds. So what happened was I got this subscription thing. It was something stupid like, you know, 10, 20 a month. I can't remember. Where is it? Pricing. Let's have a look. Well, it's come down a bit. Annual price, $52.50. A two-year one, $45 a year, or a VIP one with lifetime access and support and early access to new features, $225 for a one-off cost. But it came on offer and it was something like $30 for the VIP. So I took it. And I don't use it all the time, but when I need to focus, I put on, and focus in terms of, you know, I've got this work to do and I've got to get it out the door. I put this thing on and I put it to like upbeat and it really makes a difference. So why not put the chanting on? Why not? If you don't stop licking your paws, there'll be trouble.
There you go. Deb's got a guitar as well.
Oh, this is turning into a choir. A choir on Zoom of guitars. Oh,
Simon says he'll give us some tips.
Yay! Does everyone in Matt Bites have a guitar? No, Simon. I'm not allowed at musical instruments. No.
Apart from your organ. Not organ, accordion.
Yes, be careful, Mike. Be very, very careful with what you say. An oboe. Now, that's impressive. A goddess bowl is a large singing bowl where the sound goes down rather than out the top of the bowl. I don't know what this was, but it was, I would say it was about maybe 5 inches across, and it had this like, it was like, as if whatever it was made of had like gold glitter put in it. It was a beautiful thing and it sounded great. But no, I shouldn't be let loose near things like that. I'd only break it. Actually, she did teach us the year before, didn't she? About Kitsikoroi. Where something breaks.
Yeah.
Where something breaks and then you put it back together. And obviously you can see all the cracks and stuff. But it's put back together with gold. So it says like it's a new thing and it's more beautiful for having been broken. It's all quite spiritual. Debs has got a guitar, had it for about 45 years, a graduation gift. So you played it before then? Oh, Simon, usual story, 5 guitarists and no bass player or a drummer. Maybe drumming is what I could do. No, the neighbours would never tolerate it. What on earth was going on today, Mike? I was trying to get some sleep because I didn't get to bed till 8 o'clock this morning. And there seemed to be a party going on, either next door or the house next door to that.
Don't know, I didn't hear anything.
Like kids in a garden.
Well, maybe the kids were in the garden.
Well, shouldn't they be at school?
It's probably probably Easter. Jai's off.
Still?
Jai's off.
All children should be at school every waking minute out of my hair.
Jai spoke to me mother yesterday. Jai's my cousin.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Don't let Mike loose with genealogy. Be his husband next.
He's 12.
Is he?
You're 11.
I thought it was 11, but carry on.
He's coming up to 12. So she says to him, it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. And she says, what are you doing? He says, I'm in bed. Right, what are you doing for the rest of the day? Lying in bed. He's coming up to that age, apparently.
Yes, bordering on a teenager. Yeah. His birthday's a couple of days before Lola, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if anyone will remember Lola's birthday. Or indeed my birthday or your birthday. Because judging by yesterday, only Tony.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing about that. Absolute genius. Oh, Tibetan prayer bowls. You see, there's so much to this, isn't there? Deb, do not play in an apartment. Well, we got the extension. That's fairly not touching anybody else's house, so that would be good. Oh. Now, you see, you got me thinking there, Simon, when he said no bass player. I've watched quite a few U2 concerts, and you've got Edge on guitar, but Adam Clayton on bass. And I'd always wondered what on earth the difference was between the two, because you hear people play guitar alone, but not bass. So I'm presuming that is an entirely different business. I'd love to hear it separated out so you could hear just the bass track. What would I hear if I heard just the bass track? Would it just be like low rumbling?
It's all about the bass, all about the bass, no treble.
Or guitar either. Drums either. Tony took one guitar lesson when he was a lad, and the teacher told me to think about taking up the drums.
Sounds like me with a clarinet.
Oh, yeah,
if I couldn't play a note, I'd miss it out.
Oh, my, that's genius.
Then I gave up the orchestra because United were playing and it clashed. I told them I wanted to focus on my exams.
You're lying toad.
Yeah.
You're lying toad.
Yeah, it was the League Cup semi-final.
Well, I had to go and see Midsummer Night's Dream when we played
Everton.
Yeah,
but you took a radio.
I took a radio, I did.
I did that when we played Colchester in the FA Cup. Took a radio.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at this video. Oh, that's got water in it. I don't think this lady's bowl had water in it, but you can actually see the impact on the water, can't you? Yeah. And then whatever she's running around the edge of
Deadly
that...
Dog. Come on.
Could be what this presenter had. It's quite a small bowl, but then it'd have to be. She brought it from the States.
Good girl.
So I will have to have a look at that. Well, I can see it, but I need to hear it. And I can't hear it just yet. Don't get on about the footy. Oh, did the footy not end well for Tony?
I don't know. I don't know who Tony supports.
Who do you support, Tony? Let us know. The water vibrating.
I'm guessing he's a Spurs fan.
Is it supposed to remove blockages in the body, even if you don't believe in that? It's a relaxing experience. Do you know, I think we need a MacBite social where Simon comes up. We could take him to Mass and then put him in one of these yoga things. He could become a completely new man, you know. On the other hand, he could run away screaming, which is possibly the route I'd think he'd take. What can I say? I haven't been to Mass in over a year. It's not the same on video, is it? Naughty, naughty me. I do read the church newsletter, though, so does that count? Well, what can I say? No vaccine. No vaccine, no mass. Although Boris came out and said, and I thought, is he for real? The reason that the figures are so much better is because we've all isolated and it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. And I'm thinking, is he trying to talk people out of having the vaccine? Did you hear us yesterday, Simon, when we were talking about the Primark pillocks? Because that rumbled on again today. People can't get out and buy clothes fast enough. I mean, I think I actually preferred people when they were buying toilet rolls, because at least there was some rationale to that. But dashing out to buy clothes is like, really? You know, history will frown upon this. And what did the people do in 2021 when they finally got out? They went shopping at Primark. And we'll sound like the idiots that people
are.
Or the
pub around the corner.
Or the pub around the corner where you can't move.
Very busy. They have got security on. And they've got, what's it called?
What? Sanitizer.
They've got a sanitizer station outside, which I nearly used this morning, just for the hell of it.
No, don't go anywhere near it. People with dirty hands have gone near it, Mike.
That's true.
No, the third wave will come, but, you know, it can happen without us. Let's just say that. We've contacted Neil Tracy, haven't heard anything. Johnson & Johnson has been pulled off the market. No more vax from them until they figure out the problem. This is another blood clot thing, isn't it? Makes you wonder about the Pfizer.
At least we're not the only ones.
Oh, you're happier now. Now you're not the only one. Kim says, hang on. I thought the priest was doing mass fire video. Well, he is, but that doesn't really count as going, does it? Well, it's a tough one, that. It depends what you believe about the host, doesn't it? Because if you watch a mass from home, it's a bit like watching a concert, isn't it? Rather than actually partaking and taking the host. Having seen it on video, though, what I was expecting was complete social distancing and him in a mask with a visor. But then I'd have to question why you're giving out the host, because he's touching it and giving it to one person and then he's touching it and giving it to another person. So he's certainly not 2 metres away, not unless he's throwing it at you like a frisbee. So when I saw what was going on the video, I just looked at Mike and I said, no way, not going. He didn't have a mask on and he was actually like handing it out. So even if I went, I wouldn't be taking the host, and then that would be frowned upon. So I decided I would just watch on video, but depends on how you feel about mass, whether it's a quiet, reflective time and you don't need to take the host, or whether it's not mass unless there is a host. My take on it is God's where God is if you believe that there's a God, and I don't think you have to take the host for it to be valid. But other people might feel different. And I am not... What this whole lockdown thing has taught me is I was a bearer of very little patience in the first place. And I don't like people who criticise other people for anything. Because, you know, like, he who's without sin cast the first stone. But people are so judgmental. And in lockdown, because it's only been me, Mike and Lola, no one's judging anyone. And you know what? It's really nice. It is really nice. And I don't really want to go back to a situation where you go to mass and everyone starts bitching about everybody else, do you? Because honestly, that's what happens. You come out and it's like, oh, did you see what she was wearing? People are barking mad. So yes, I've seen it on video, but it just depends whether you deem that that's acceptable. Simon went to a Catholic wedding once and everyone started reciting Latin, scared the crap out of me. Thought it was suddenly a black mass or something. Well, do you know, I don't think I do very well with the Latin either. Latin was retired from the mass in the early 70s. My dad was an altar boy and he loved a Latin mass. Me, I couldn't be doing with it. The older people might reminisce about a Latin mass, but that does not happen much these days. What's happened is there's a kind of faction where, depending on the priest and depending on the church, they may decide to put a Latin mass on. And basically, it's like putting two fingers up at the Pope and the Vatican, like all masses should be in Latin, that they're very, very strict. There's one church in Manchester that will still do a Latin mass. But other than that, no. You might hear odd words of Latin muttered, but it would be by the priest, and you would not be expected the congregation would, they wouldn't have a clue, honestly, because all the people where it was at are long gone. So if they started spouting in Latin, I don't think there are many people that would know the responses or whatever. So I don't think that would happen too much. You can be quite calm now, Simon. It honestly won't happen that much anymore. Not that you probably go that much. I remember saying to Mike, when people went to a wedding, I think in days gone by, people were quite, they would sit back, and if they were like, oh, everybody's going up for that, do I need to go up for that, for the host? Be like, well, no, because I don't know what I'm doing. But people now have got this I don't want to miss out mentality. And obviously, if you're not Catholic and you've not had your first communion, you shouldn't take the host. And then the rules are bizarre. If you're baptised Church of England, you take the host at a Church of England church. If you're Catholic, you can take it at a Catholic church and a Church of England church. But the Church of England people can't take it at a Catholic church because there's all separate rules. So I said to Mike, these people who organise weddings and then it's a complete carve-up, why don't they give people instructions? Because what was happening was people who weren't baptised at all were going up for communion. which isn't allowed. If the bishop found out someone who hadn't been through Holy Communion had taken the host, there would be hell to pay. So I said, why don't people just explain and what to expect? But I think some people just don't think things through properly. And then it all goes wrong. Poor Simon. I can only imagine, because Mike was pretty much like that, weren't you, at the beginning?
Mm.
You know, he'd be like, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Imagine, neither of us kneel, do we?
No,
if I kneel down, I'm never going to get up again. That actually happened to hurt my knee. That wasn't a Catholic one, though, was it? It was when you had to kneel down for the host on that marble floor. That wasn't a good idea. Not a good idea. The county south of Kim is going back into lockdown. It's only a matter of time and we'll be there too. Our figures are bound to go up. You know, you open the doors and people go shopping, they're bound to go up. It's whether they'll go up to the degree that a lockdown would be needed. At the moment, the figures, I've checked the figures by week, and there's variations of like 49% fewer cases this week than last week. I thought 49%. When other areas are like 5%. But then the following week, you'll see there's 78% more cases. Now, 78% of like 5 is quite infinitesimal. But 70-odd percent of, you know, 5,000 is quite a lot. So it's how to lie with statistics, basically. But it's bound to go up. Bound to go up. Johnson & Johnson is giving blood clots as well. Oh, dear. You need the at-home host like you got on the Maundy 30. Now, you see, that would be fantastic, Kim. And I'd have to question, you know, if you're a priest and this hit, this global pandemic, you should be thinking about, you know, your job, what your job is and how you can continue to do it in light of this crisis. So for Mike and I, it was like, well, carry on as we were. But more things have gone online. So certain things we've had to adjust. Well, like we've adjusted the entire house as to who's working where. So it makes sense. The times that we're working, the apps that we're using, you know, we've had to make changes. And yet I would say we're probably the least impacted by this because we pretty much do exactly the same job we were doing before from exactly the same location. It's just that now it's permanent and you've got to think about, well, this is going to be for at least another 3 months, another 6 months. And, well, would it be easier if we moved that there? And yeah, those kind of things. As a priest, what should you be doing? Well, if you believe that getting the host is critical, then taking it door to door, I would have thought, you know, like in a little sealed unit. Just bless the things on mass, at the mass, and then let people take them out and just pop them through letterboxes. That isn't something that he's actually done. So I think it's lovely that happened for you. That's definitely what should go on, but isn't happening. So Deb says some people were seriously injured and also died from taking it, blood clotting issue. Stopped on Sunday in the middle of giving injections. Do you know, it's shocking that, though, for the people who have had one. If you've had one Johnson & Johnson and you were okay with it, what are they going to do for the second one, or do you just not get it? That's why I'm in no particular rush, because every day they're changing the rules. You know, it's 3 weeks, it's 3 months, it's 6 weeks. It's this jab, it's that jab. No, we've taken that one off the market. You can't have that. Come to the MaxVax Centre and see all the women flash their bras. If that's a prerequisite, that's not happening. You know, the men look fairly decent, but the women are all like pulling shirt sleeves down rather than rolling them up. It's most unedifying. They can't use normal protocols for blood clots or it'd be dangerous for the patients. Oh, that's worse than AstraZeneca's then. Anthony says having a Latin mass would seem to exclude the majority of people who don't understand Latin. I don't think when that was what happened all the time. So before 1970, it was more common that the mass was all in Latin. I don't think people understood it then, but they did have what's called a missal, which is like, the nearest words are probably a prayer book, but it's not. It's the running order of the mass in Latin. And sometimes it will have English next to it. So you could follow along with their saying that, and that's what that means. But I would say 99% of people didn't have a clue what was going on. I mean, there's bits that they would understand, Spiritu Sanctu, and there's other bits, Kyrie Eleison. There's words that you would understand, only because there's a song called Kyrie, isn't there? And it's the same thing. But there are words that you might have heard, but no, I don't think most people would understand it. So the idea of it changing, and it didn't just change into English, it changed into the host language of whatever country the master was said in. The other thing that they changed was at the same time as that, this all came out of something called Vatican II, which was like a big powwow where they decided they were going to modernise. The mass used to be said with the priest facing forward. So all the congregation could see was the back of the priest. So they wanted to open it up and have people understand what was going on. So they made it that he would then stand behind the altar, not in front of it, which threw quite a lot of priests, and some would never do it. They would just not do it. They would still face the other way. That they could do a mass, but they didn't want to do it facing the congregation, which I can understand because I wasn't big on public speaking when I was younger either. I would say the priests we've got don't bother in the slightest, but very many of them were totally freaked out that they could do it, but not actually facing their congregation, which is quite scary, isn't it? So that was why they changed it. But a lot of people, I don't think particularly, I would say for a good 50%, it's probably the social. They're their friends, they're their community. I'm sure the mass is important to them and that they would still go to the mass if their friends weren't there. But for how long? Because it's the community aspect of it that's like the glue. I honestly don't know. That's a good point, Tracy. You could follow mass anywhere in the world because it was in Latin. Yeah, there's that side to it as well. I mean, I've obviously heard a Latin mass, but a long, long, long time ago. In fact, it just gets more confusing as far as I'm concerned, because after this 1970 thing, about 73, I think it was, there was another thing that they did where the English words that you'd learnt about 10, 12 years later, they changed them. So now you've got people. So let's say you've got somebody in front of you and somebody behind you, and you're there and you're going to say the words as they should be said today. So these are the responses, the things that you say back. So the priest will say, you know, may God be with you, and also with you. So the responses. You might have the person in front replying in Latin and the person behind saying the old words that were in vogue from the 70s. And then I'm like to Mike, oh, I've gone. If somebody says the old words, they're in my head for days, because that was what I learnt. But you're supposed to say the new one. So it can be very confusing. I think you should say it shouldn't matter. If you've rocked up to mass, whatever. If somebody says the wrong words, the old words or whatever. I mean, we've got a priest, haven't we? You know, Father Mac. And he makes it up as he goes along. There's some Latin in it. There's the old words, the new words. There's the, what's that creed called? The one with the Nicene Creed. Oh, don't go there. The one with consubstantial with.
That's the one.
And people can't say the words. So whenever we have a visiting priest, right, there's two creeds. They basically mean the same, but one's got older words in and is more difficult to say and it's longer. And our priest does the cutthroat gesture when he's had enough. So Our Father who art in heaven, cutthroat, right, that'll do. We don't need to say any more of it. So when it comes to the creed, he uses the newer creed. When we have a visiting priest, so we all stand there and we recite the creed like a parrot. And you don't need to look at the words because it's in your head. I wouldn't say you could do it without the words if you were doing it on your own. But when everybody's doing it together, you all just kind of recite it like a parrot. And then we get a visiting priest and every single time we forget, they're going to do the Nicene Creed. We don't know the words to the Nicene Creed. Well, I do, but you certainly don't.
No.
And I can't remember them all. And when you've got words that are like and is consubstantial with, you're falling over yourself. So without fail, it starts and it's all serene. And then they say the creed. And he starts the creed and every one of us is like, oh, God, where's my cheat sheet? Because it's the other creed and both creeds are on the cheat sheet. You should see us. It's a farce. It really is. Simon says it reminds him of the Two Ronnie sketch where he played a priest in a church that has Stars on Sunday camera crew in, so it's packed to the rafters, and he says, look at you lot, you're up and down like a horse trot. Well, you are, honestly. It does make kind of sense when you stand up and when you sit down and when you kneel down, once you've done it 3,000 times. But until then, I mean, I remember Mum's funeral. Oh, what a fiasco Mum's funeral was. There was me and Mike. At the time, Mike was Jewish. So there was me that was Catholic, and that was about it. I think there was one lady in the congregation that we got to know later, and she came to every Mass. If there was a Mass on, she was there. And she was there. Luckily, everybody that was behind us, because we were in the front row, Mike hadn't got a clue when to stand up and sit down or kneel. And the people that were at the funeral didn't, because they were all neighbours. You know, we've got no family. So they were all just neighbours. And some of them were sat there and they're absolutely petrified, weren't they? Eyes on stalks, like, so this is a church, just like Simon. I'm waiting for the rafters to fall. They were petrified. And then it was all this stand up, sit down, you know, touch your toes. And they were lost. They were totally lost. It was so funny. Mum would have appreciated that, because it is a bit of a farce, isn't it? So Kim says, since we're letting anyone who wants to come here from south of the border without testing or quarantine, we'll be in a mess by the summer. They say the Brazilian variant's on the move. That's not good. That is not good. I think they said the one that they're worried about here, was it the Brazilian variant in London? Oh, the Johnson & Johnson's one shot. So it was a one shot and you're done then, as long as you didn't die. So as long as you're still with us, that's okay, is it? This goes back to testing, though, doesn't it? Again, there's got to be some contraindication. And they've just not worked out what that is. And then probably just not asking people for that. But, you know, once somebody's either had a serious incident or died, then there's no way back from that, is there? So we should be in lockdown until it's fully tested. How many times have we said that? We should run the country, all of them, and that solved the problem. What on earth was that? Was that her kicking?
Probably.
Mad dog. The community aspect of church is very important. It is, Kim. It is. I just, you know, like we do like charity collections when we do tea and things like that. And it's wonderful. I just don't like the bit of like, did you see what she was wearing? And I've heard that she's going out with him, you know. And I think, can we just stop that? That's not what we're about. Oh, Tracy said she'd probably use the old words. Haven't been to Mass in English since the 80s. Yeah, probably. That's probably when it changed, about the mid 80s. And some people do, and it doesn't bother me. You know, it's just like, if it's in Latin, I'm not bothered, because I was too young. I don't remember saying Mass in Latin. But when they say the old words, they're stuck in my head for days, days and days. That, funnily enough, that never happens with the Nicene Creed. That's never going in my head. The words just don't make sense. It's very difficult to say that. I mean, obviously, if you're just reading it, but even so, the words feel archaic in a way. Oh, Kim's church changed the Lord's Prayer. I don't think we've changed the Lord's Prayer in a while. You end up saying it the old way. Exactly. It doesn't matter, does it? I mean, why are they changing stuff? We actually had a church prayer, so a parish prayer. And, you know, I committed it to memory, because when we say it, most of the time I was up doing Eucharist. So I had to memorise it, so I did. And then when the church that's local to us merged with our church, to make them feel welcome, we binned our prayer and we took theirs on. Can't remember a word of it. Not a word. But there you go. Which parts of Jewish worship do you miss, Mike? There's a question from Simon.
None.
See, that's quite difficult in a way, isn't it? Because that's all in Hebrew.
Well, I can't remember last time I did a bit of Jewish worship.
Your dad's funeral?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't miss that. I just read out the prayer for the dead.
You do
phonetically.
I was going to say, phonetically, though. Judaism's quite different.
Had it on my iPhone in phonetics, because I can't read Hebrew.
You see, you're given a book Well, there's two parts to it, wasn't there? There was the bit by the grave, and then there was the bit at synagogue. What I thought was so sad, though, was we're heading off to synagogue. And honestly, it's like trying to get in the Kremlin, because they need their own security. Everything's barred. There's code numbers to get in. You know, you're frisked on the way in. It's shocking. You know, it's, I mean, I've nearly said it's a church. It's a place of worship. And yet it's so dangerous. But when you get in...
That's where we had a Mackey D's.
That's when we had a Mackey D's.
Well, never, not synagogue, no.
Never again. On the way between the funeral and the next bit. Because it was in episodes, that, wasn't it? But when you get there, you're given a book. And the book goes from back to front for a start. And then on the left-hand side of it, you've got the Hebrew. And on the right-hand side of it, you've got the English. Well, I think you might be able to recognise odd bits of Hebrew. And I recognise nothing. So I'm just like mumbling along with it. Thing.
Well, I do that anyway.
It's tricky. I think the Judaism bits that you might miss if you did change, but again, it's the community aspects of it. There's a huge community element to it, isn't there? Far more than the actual ceremony or service itself. I did grab hold of the, figuratively, obviously, the rabbi, because there was this... a little bit like you would see on the cross, where there's like letters above it. There was this bit in Hebrew. It was quite short, and I wanted to know what it meant, because it's very... synagogue's quite sparse, isn't it? It's not as ornate as you would find a church. So there was just this one bit of Hebrew. So I asked him... No, actually, I asked your mother, didn't I?
She said, ask the rabbi.
And she said, I don't know. You have to ask the rabbi. So I asked the rabbi, and I thought it was such a beautiful sentiment. It was only very short. And he looked at it and he said, a direct translation's tricky, but the nearest you could get is, remember before whom you stand. And I thought, that's cool. I just thought that I remembered it, because I thought that is so true. And it's like, don't stand there being two-faced, criticising somebody. Remember before whom you stand. Yeah, so I like that bit. But it's not ornate or singing or anything like that, is it?
No.
It's quite plain. Quite plain. The South African variant is the one that's caused the panicked mass testing in London. Yeah. With that one and the Kent one, which they think they've got under control. But, you know, with two vaccines being taken out, I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we'll be. But you know what? I do know next Tuesday there's an Apple event, and that's where we'll be. So hopefully you'll be able to join us then. And maybe between now and then, we'll have more news of what we're up to. Oh, and Tracy, while you're there. Totally and absolutely, categorically, up to date with all of the Maroons. I will now process this one and then... Oh, I see, it'll all be fine until Friday, and then I'll get behind again. But at the moment, every single one of them is there. So we will head off. Could do with something to eat. And the dog's a bit fractious, so maybe she wants something to eat as well. And we will both be with you again anyway. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.